Okay, normally we would have a little opening bit here that would be taken somewhere from the show or from, you know, an outtake or something, but...
Yeah, a little extra chuckle to start your day.
We lost that in...
There was a tragic recording fire.
Yeah.
My computer caught exploding...
diseases.
Yeah.
So we don't have that this week. So if you will, please forgive us and just kind of assume there was something funny, laugh, and then get ready for the show. Here we go. And welcome to I'm Trying to Think, episode 13. Blah! Blah! I'm your host, Chuck Werner, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Dave Stern. Say blah, Dave.
Blah.
Blah.
Also, someone should tell the vampire that he's totally blowing the levels on his mic.
Blah!
Someone move the microphone away from the vampire.
Blah!
He's too loud. The vampire is too loud.
His microphone is set to 11, maybe. 11!
Hey, if I know vampires, he probably should have had to count from 1 to 10 to get there.
Well, you know, he's a busy guy, and he's on meth, so meth vampires are...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, blah!
Yeah, they have. Yeah,
that kind of thing?
Yeah. I'm Trying to Think is a podcast sponsored by the Foundation Institute. Check foundation-institute.org. And you can visit I'm Trying to Think on the web at imtryingtothink.com, and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/imtryingtothink, which is really the most useful thing that Twitter will do for you, is tell you when we have new shows.
Yeah.
You can actually set it up so that Twitter will text you when we have new shows.
It's true, because you need to know on the phone.
If you are that dedicated to the show, you can just email us at contact@imtryingtothink.com, and I will text you when there are new episodes of the show. Promise.
Yeah.
So this is our 13th episode, which is very spooky.
Auspicious number. You know, ominous omens and portents and frightening so-and-so.
Yeah.
So, that kind of number.
Yeah. Why 13, though?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with witches, but I'm kind of fuzzy on the whole thing.
No, not witches.
No,
well,
pretty
maybe
sure
witches.
It has something to do with
I'm
witches.
I'm sure there are witches involved.
Yeah.
All right.
But don't try and leave the witches out of this.
I don't. I think anthropologists are kind of still puzzled as to why exactly we consider
I think anthropologists are still mostly puzzled about witches, probably because they're witches themselves.
Yeah. Anthropologists are probably mostly puzzled about what they spent all those years in college doing. Anyways.
Witching around.
So, like, 12 is, like, this holy number or this mystical number. Like, there are 12 months because there are 12 zodiac symbols. Well, roughly because there are 12 zodiac symbols. There are... We're 12 apostles. There's 12 gods of Olympus. There's 12 inches in a foot. I don't know if that really has anything to do with it, but, you know. And so 13 kind of, I guess, ruins that. I don't know.
Right. It's because I think 1 is the loneliest number. And if 12 is the mystically complete, perfect, like, number, then 13 is like a lonely 12, and that's weird. That's unsettling.
Yeah. It's like the perfect loneliness.
Yeah, that's
we
depressing.
Should do a numerology podcast. Add that to the list.
Done and done.
Numerology wow is what we would call it. So there were 13 people at the Last Supper, which I guess is considered unlucky.
I mean, that didn't go well.
Well, the dude knew what he was getting into before he planned the supper, though.
He could have invited less people.
He could have left out one or two. One of you will betray me, and really, I don't know why I sent you that invite.
Yeah.
The Evite should not have included you, Judas. I'm sorry. I know you got some money, so you better be buying drinks.
And the worst part is, he thrice did not RSVP, but he still showed up.
Yeah, that's terrible. I think that was, what is that, Thomas? Thomas, I
doubt it.
Thrice.
Oh,
blah. so, So this is the 13th episode. That's and it's spooky, and we got some spooky stuff going on in life. So
yeah, if you want to talk about something spooky?
I do want to talk about something.
Okay,
spooky.
I got something a little frightening for you then.
Ghost.
You know how
skeeve me out? Okay,
remember when we were talking on Wednesday, and I told you that like for a couple days before then, there had been because basically near my house there's a shed that looks like it is owned by Dominion Gas, the local gas company.
Is it like really a shed? Like no, a shed, like, literally.
It's a solid like construction.
See, this story would be spookier already if it were just like a creepy shed, like a creepy shed with Dominion Gas written on the side.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not a creepy shed, but it's more of a shed than anything else.
All right, we'll go with it.
You know, from the gas company. For a couple days since Wednesday, there had been, you know, one or two cars at all times parked on the grass near it, you know, up on a curb, so there's not easy access, so it's very deliberate that they're there.
Right.
With guys in uniforms just sort of standing there near the car looking around at nothing or talking to each other.
Okay.
So that was already kind of weird. But now, you know, from that Wednesday when I first told you that, it's Sunday. They've still been there pretty much constantly. And when I say pretty much constantly, I mean, you know, this morning I leave my house at 10:45 to come over here. They're there. Last night I come back home after, you know, an evening with friends at 12:30 in the night. They're there.
Hmm.
Well, always there watching. It's creepy.
These gentlemen are obviously, or are there any ladies involved?
So far it just seems to be gentlemen.
All right.
They're in uniforms of some sort, but I don't see what the logo on the uniform is or anything.
These gentlemen are obviously involved in some sort of surveillance.
Right, but if it's a stakeout, they should be doing a better job because I can see them and they're in uniforms and they're very prominently placed on a hillock.
A hillock.
A hillock.
That is...
The top of a hillock.
Hillock is a kind of a spooky word.
It is.
And are there hillockbillies? This place, hillockbillies would be... That would be a great TV show.
The Hillocks Have Eyes.
The Hillocks Have Eyes. The Hillockbillies. You've been at this apartment now since the beginning of August, yes?
Yes.
And these gentlemen were not there.
Now, there seems to be a new development. It's been like about a week at this point of constant surveillance. I'm starting to get a little jumpy, a little paranoid. I kind of want to just ask them what they're doing there. But I'm concerned that if I ask them, maybe they think they are being good at surveillance. So if I ask them, like, hey, what have you guys been here for like a week solid for? They'll be like, shit, our cover's been blown. And then just shoot me and run.
Shoot you and run.
Yes.
That's your concern.
That is my concern.
If they're gentlemen who think the good surveillance is sitting on a hillock in a car in an obvious, you know, conspicuous place, then they may also be the kind of gentleman to just shoot you in the face. But I'm going to say it's a concern, but not exactly a reasonable one.
That's probably true.
Regardless, the true steps to take here, if movies and television have taught me anything, is counter-surveillance.
Oh, that's good. Like, I did earlier this year, I finally got around to watching The Wire, so I know all about the nuts and bolts of surveillance, I assume.
All right. Probably involves dropping the F-bomb a lot, because it wasn't The Wire on...
It was on HBO, yeah.
There you go.
There's a pretty solid amount of swearing. Yeah.
All right. So you drop the F-bomb.
I drop the F-bomb. I take photos. I wiretap the payphones they're likely to use, if there are any payphones. If not, then I need to get a line on their pagers or their cellular phones.
Right. Or a distance listening device.
Yes.
But to use this as evidence, I think you have to get some sort of court paper thing.
I believe I also need to be an officer of the law.
I think it may be called cherry pie.
I think it's called droit de seigneur.
Wait, no. Warrant. It's just that warrant...
Wrote cherry pie, so it's confusing. Pie.
Right.
Are you sure it's not the droit de seigneur?
I don't even know. That sounds French. I don't think we do French things in this country.
Hmm. It might
or
be
maybe
a writ.
Spanish.
Is it a writ of prima nocte?
I think that's, yeah, prima nocte. Yeah, you get a writ of prima nocte, then you counter surveil.
Yes.
So that would be my steps to take, and then we will post those photos on imtryingtothink.com.
Okay, it's good. I have some really good vantage points. I can.
Yeah, I want black and white. Telescopic lens photos.
I can do that. I have a good vantage point. I could peek through the blinds in my bedroom.
If you can catch the blinds in the shot, that's even better.
I could do that. Or I could crack open the frosted glass window in my bathroom.
Ooh.
That's good because there'll be pictures. I may or may not be wearing pants while I take them. That's good counter surveillance.
Yeah. I like that. That'll make good pictures. So that I think we've got that problem solved. And that is spooky, though.
I know.
It's
been putting me a little bit on edge.
It's not modern spooky, though. It's not,
yeah, yeah. It's not classical. Neither of them are a wolfman.
Right, and it's not like, you know, your next door neighbor. Wait, you hear a lot of howling.
Has there been a full moon this week?
What do I know about full moons?
Okay, so they're probably not wolfmen, but we don't know for sure.
Right. There's possibility of wolfmen.
Wolfman security company. I would hire the hell out of them.
Since I am not a wolf, I'd hire them on the full moon.
Right. Yeah, for planet calendar.
Since I am not a wolfman, I don't actually
keep a phase of the moon calendar.
Keep a phase of the moon calendar handy, right?
Do we know any wolfmans or witches like Wicca witches? Because those are the people who would know phases of the moon.
I don't have any on staff. I mean, we could hire one for use in the show. We had to hire this freaking vampire. He is not working at scale, let me tell you.
No. What is scale for vampires?
I think it's 3 pints. I don't know. I have not contacted the SVG about exactly what scale is, because he wouldn't work for it anyways.
Right.
He's green vampire.
I will say, we've already taken him off mic, because he was just too loud.
So. He was. He's just, he's looking at my, my small animals, strangely now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to have small animals in the studio. It's, part of the contract.
Yeah.
So, we solve problems. That's good. Spooky problems. I have a spooky problem that's also related to the news, if you want to talk about that.
Sure. We can go spooky news.
All right. Spooky
this
news.
This week in spook.
So, this week, the big thing in celebrity gossip was at an award show that virtually no one but 13-year-old girls watch called the VMAs, which is apparently the Video Music Awards, because apparently MTV shows videos.
I don't think they do, but...
I think they only show them on YouTube now. But anyways.
Yeah. But that's like... At this point, I think that's like a Gen Xer cliche complaint. So let's... You know, right. And MTV doesn't show videos. So let's gloss that over.
George Bush does not care about black people. Professor. Kanye West. Interrupted. Taylor Swift. Or Swift.
I think there's a T.
Is there a T?
Yeah.
Swift.
I don't think there's also 15 Fs, which I think you're confused about.
I think if you had 15 Fs, it would be like Swift. There'd be a 3 T's, too.
Okay.
So he interrupts Taylor Swift. He takes the award away from her. We've all heard it. We've all seen it.
Actually,
it's kind of funny.
Funny thing about that, this is one thing that I think is kind of interesting about it is I haven't bothered watching the actual clip of the actual event. But I feel like I know it and have seen it solely from the context that surrounds it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean...
Doesn't that seem odd?
No, it doesn't. I think that's the technological world we live in, is it's been reproduced for you, so that's...
Yeah, it's the kind of thing where it's like, you know, I didn't feel like I needed to watch the actual event, because, you know, because I've heard it in people making, you know, ostensibly humorous sound clips. I've seen parts of it from people making, you know, funny Photoshops. So it's a point where I can reconstruct it all in my mind. I'm like, yeah, it probably looked like this.
Probably looked something like this. Well, if you've seen the Photoshops, then you've seen the event itself, just not in motion. At any rate, the truly spooky part is that neither Beyoncé nor Taylor Swift produced very good videos. Woo! Seriously, yeah,
they're all right.
They were not that good. If Kanye was going to get up and be egotistical, he should definitely be egotistical about the video for Stronger, which is just this beautiful frame-by-frame, at points, reshoot of Akira.
Yeah, I mean, the
video
for Stronger
is a visually striking movie.
The video for, there's a video for Flashing Lights where he's, like, in the trunk of a lady's car and she dances and then she kills him. That video's awesome.
It's better than Single Ladies.
The video he did with Bill Plimpton is awesome. The video for that same song he did with Michel Gondry is awesome. The video he had Zach Galifianakis and Will Oldham do where they're farmers and dance in a field is awesome.
You know, that's something I have to give him. He produces really good video, or like, well, I don't know how involved he is with production of his videos. But
I think fairly. Like,
I think fairly is an accurate.
I mean,
trailer. You never
know.
Really, he
makes good videos. He makes good music. You know, I tip that hat to him.
Yeah, he just has no. But the funny thing is the Can't Tell Me Nothing song is about his self-awareness of him being an asshole. And then he goes to business, does the same thing again.
But yeah, he has the self-awareness, but then he has no self-control. It's kind of what makes him interesting in that way. Like, I didn't see it, but I think on the Leno thing, I think someone told me that one of the questions he answered was like, you know, when did you know what you were doing was wrong?
And he said,
and the answer was like, yeah, pretty much right as I was doing it.
Yeah, it was. He said when he gave the microphone back to her and she didn't say anything, he realized that he had like ruined her night. You know. Yeah. But it's Taylor Swift, so I don't really care if he.
And then here's another thing I'm curious
about.
She
seems like a nice girl and everything, but who cares?
But who cares?
It's the VMAs.
Yeah, 13-year-old girls care, basically.
Yeah.
Although here's actually one thing I'm curious about is that, like, I don't know, 12 or 13 or however many years ago it was, I know ODB did the same thing where he, like, bum rushed the stage during someone's award and said, Wu Tang is for the children. I know there was some, during some other band's award, the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine was like, or the bassist or something was like drunk and inside a sculpture stealing attention. And basically no one cared.
No one cares.
But everyone cared about this more. And the VMAs have certainly not gotten more important in the past 12 years. I would say substantially the opposite.
Well,
so why did everyone care more?
I don't know.
I have a couple theories.
It's
like one, you can easily go Kanye back to West the, matters more than either of those two people.
Possibly, and I think you go back to him saying that George Bush doesn't care about black people, and that's kind of like he's kind of injected himself into the national conversation.
And then I think also it's just internet meme culture and also celebrity culture. Like, celebrity culture has gotten weirder in the past. Yeah, like,
ODB
decade,
died before his escapades could be properly chronicled on the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if he were still alive, there would be websites devoted entirely to what the ODB said today.
Yeah.
You know, it would just...
And I'd have them in my RSS feed.
Of course, if he were alive today, it would be a miracle of science. Because nobody can ingest that
as
much
many
drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really understand why there's a Video Music Award anyways. And more, here's the thing. I don't understand why the artist accepts the award. They very rarely have anything to do with the video. I wonder, though, if it's more that MTV is trying to have its own music awards, but it just kind of uses the contraction of videos. Right. Because Single Ladies is not a good video, but it's a great song.
I think people liked...
And she did end up winning the award.
People liked that video a ton when it came out. I don't know.
It's
like
just
people
the dancing
on the internet
video,
were talking.
I just,
people were talking that it was good dancing, I think was the
it's
idea.
It's good dancing, but I cannot condone a dancing video. What is this, 1964? Come on. We have productions, you know what I mean? That's what I award two things in music video in the Chuck VMAs.
Uh-huh.
If you could tell me a story, that's good. Taylor Swift's video does tell a story, it's just a boring one. And if you can show me some awesome visual effects that correlate to the music, double awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think Stronger is a better music video. It incorporates the two guys who basically wrote Stronger, because, you know, it wasn't really Kanye who wrote that song. It was more Daft Punk. Kanye just kind of talked over it. And it incorporates them and their style of music video to a strong degree.
Yeah, which is basically lasers.
Right. And integrates...
And them in their robot costumes.
Integrates Kanye's style to a large degree. And integrates is an informative video on why Akira is such a visually striking and beautiful movie. By redoing the scenes.
Yeah.
In a live action way, which is... I think that video just hits...
All cylinders?
Yeah, all cylinders. The song is good, too.
That brings me to my final question.
But again, the song is good because Daft Punk is good.
Yeah, which is why Love Shack didn't win, because that's a real fun video.
Oh, man, Love Shack is a great video. Well, it couldn't win this year. It would have had to win whenever.
Well, Stronger was a couple years ago also.
I know, but I'm just...
I'm just saying, if we're going back to the past, I think Love Shack should always win.
Stronger's... I don't know.
It's just a fun video.
Is Stronger that old? Stronger's...
It's like 07.
You sure? I'm thinking it's 08, which might be in these... When does the VMA season run?
I don't know
from?
What the VMA calendar is.
Yeah,
the fiscal, the VMA fiscal year.
I think Stronger is a 2008 video, and that makes me think maybe it could have been a word. When? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Was it the first of the year? What was going on?
I don't know.
But Single Ladies is old, too, though.
Yeah, but that was old from this year. That was a couple months ago. But, you know, ultimately...
No, wait. Single Ladies is way older than that.
No, you are wrong, sir.
I'm wrong, sir? I'm going to look it up now.
You do that.
I'm looking it up. The internet will tell me things. Single Ladies, just a couple months old. You're crazy.
I'm crazy, right?
But let me tell you something, actually. Kanye was then on... was released October 8th, 2008. I don't know about the video. I'm just telling you the song was released in October of last year. The videos usually are produced, like...
Pretty contemporaneously.
Yeah, so you are so wrong. At any rate, let me tell you what you're right about. Because you have a chance to just agree with me. And then you'll be right.
Which sure.
Which is, when Kanye was on Leno, he performed with Rihanna and Jay-Z, the song Run This Town. Yeah,
that is a
that
sweet
is
song.
So... I mean, that's just a great song. All right, good. See, then we... Doesn't matter that we've all been wrong today.
Yeah.
We've all been wrong today.
But, you know, although I noticed that you aren't as eager and, you know, very concerned that we should edit me being wrong.
No, you
should. But you being wrong,
I'm free to admit I thought Kanye's name was spelled funny. I thought it was K-A-Y-N-E, and I am completely wrong, apparently. I'm willing to admit that. I just don't think... The bit where I said
where you
it
sort
was
of stumbled around from like a confused older man trying to find his medicines.
I thought I was wrong, and I was like, "What's going on?" I've believed this for
His world was
months.
Rocked.
Yeah,
his world was rocked. Rocked.
But it just it's not worth leaving in the show.
But yeah, I think the most important thing is the Blueprint 3 is a pretty solid Jay-Z album. I'd pick it up.
I haven't listened to all of it yet, but
I got it on. I got it. I can.
You got
lend
it.
That to you.
Lend it. I have access to it because I have the music subscription service thing.
That's true.
So, I'd unnamed one if they want. If somebody wants to start sponsoring the show with some music subscription ads, they know who to talk to.
They should pony up.
That's
they want to get access to our affluent listener base.
But Run This Town is fabulous. I've never really appreciated Rihanna as much, but that song made me think, maybe I should give her another look.
Yeah, that Umbrella song is pretty solid, despite that pronunciation of the word umbrella.
All right, then. Well, that was a great bit. So why don't we knock it off? We'll take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Trying to Think is a podcast sponsored by the Foundation Institute. The Foundation Institute would like to remind you, what would your mother think? You can find them online at foundation-institute.org. The Foundation Institute, planning for the future and tomorrow. And welcome back to I'm Trying to Think, episode 13. Blah!
How many times do we have to tell the vampire to move back? From the mic.
I think he's almost looking at it longingly, like he's going to suck the blood from the mic. It's a little spooky.
It's pretty freaky.
Speaking of spooky. Alright, we all know the story about Michael Vick. The dog handling problems.
Dogs, gambling, jail, redemption, Philadelphia Eagles, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I think we're familiar with the contours.
Completely finished with the story. But that's not what I want to talk to you about. What I want to talk to you about is Terrell Pryor. This gentleman is the quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes, a team that enjoys much popularity in Ohio, like that counts for anything. He blacked under his eyes, as football players do. But then in the black wrote Vic under both eyes, which is
like,
fine.
Did he have like a small pen or with? Did he write
maybe
Vic
white
in
out.
The black?
Or? Yeah, like with there, it's white letters in the black under his eyes, which is popular college thing. I think they're actually now outlawing it as much as if you outlaw writing in the black under your eyes, then only outlaws will write in the black under their eyes.
And also football hates fun and individuality, so that makes sense.
Well, it's just, then there's political messages.
It's a team conformist sport.
Political messages, and yeah, it's...
I think that's awesome. I think everyone should be writing, like, health care, on their eye black. That would be awesome.
single payer system only. Yeah, that doesn't really fit. But anyways.
Glenn Beck.
And it's fine. And then
that guy.
It's fine to support Michael Vick. I don't care. If you support Michael Vick, that's fine. If you want to see him redeemed, that's fine. If you think that what he did wasn't that bad, that's not fine. But
it's an opinion. Okay, it's an opinion. Fine.
But, you know, it's if you support him coming back and you just believe in him, that's fine. Whatever. That's not what I want to talk about. Although Terrell Pryor does seem to be a huge Michael Vick fan. That's fine. Looking up to Michael Vick and what he had done in the past, I think it's a little lopsided. But you know what? Whatever. Who am I to judge? Well, I actually am somebody special. But we can talk about that later. What I want to talk about is what Terrell Pryor said when asked about the Vick that he had written in his Eye Black. He said, "Not everybody's the perfect person in the world. Reasonable. I mean, everyone kills people, murders people, steals from you, steals from me, whatever. I think that people need a second chance. And I've always looked up to Michael Vick, and I always will." All right, last sentence, that was fine, right?
Yeah, first sentence wasn't bad. Fine. There's a little middle clause that's a little off.
Yeah. I mean, everyone kills people, murders people, steals from you, steals from me, whatever. There are two troubling things about this. First of all, why does Terrell Pryor think everyone murders people?
Yeah, that seems a little odd.
Secondly, whatever?
That's...
Whatever? You murder and steal? Whatever. Whatever. Why do we got to come down on those people, Dave? Why do we got to come down on the murderers and thieves? Well,
especially because they're everybody.
They're everybody. Since everyone does it, whatever. So why aren't we, you know, why isn't...
Just where, I mean, there should I can at least understand be an investigation. Being raised in, you know, a negative environment. Again, you know, I've been watching The Wire pretty recently, so as a white liberal, I feel like I understand the inner city.
That's right. Go you.
You know, because that's what that does. You know, I understand it's hard, but not everyone is murdering people there.
No, that would really create a change in the fabric of society. Now, there are plenty of terrible things that happen in anybody's life. There are more terrible things that happen in the life of a person who lives in a neighborhood that is, an interesting.
I will say, did he actually grow up in one?
I don't know.
In like a bad neighborhood? Because this would be much weirder if he grew up in like a sort of suburb.
It's very possible.
Maybe he grew up in like David Lynch Blue Velvet suburbs.
Regardless. Oh, do you know where he was born?
Where?
Jeanette, Pennsylvania.
Huh.
I don't know if you've ever been to Jeanette. While it is run down and not the greatest place in the world, it's not where everyone kills people. Oh, man.
Remember, everyone kills and everyone murders. So it's not just like, you know, it's not manslaughter town or anything. It's not, you know, accidental death town.
Yeah, but he is from Jeanette. He grew up in Jeanette. It is not that bad in Jeanette. There's a hospital. It's not that bad.
Yeah, but it's basically everyone in that hospital murders. Everyone in that hospital steals from you, steals from me.
Actually, I was in a car accident
once. I need to go out there and kick someone's ass. Maybe murder them.
I was in a car accident once, and I went to Jeanette Hospital.
And they murdered you, right?
No one I know of was murdered while I was sitting there. It's possible. My parents wanted to murder me, but then they found out it wasn't my fault. So there was no murder.
But that hospital, they stole from you.
They stole from you. They stole from me. Whatever. But it's a disturbing idea. It's a disturbing concept that the statement is like, spooky.
I feel like maybe giving him the most benefit of the doubt, I feel like he was trying to reach towards metaphor of, you know, hey, everyone does some bad things. But he chose bad things that were freaky and weird.
Let's evaluate that further.
That are freaky and weird.
Let's evaluate that further. Everyone does bad things, yes. But not everyone does the same level of bad things. Do we have a sound problem? You want me to take care of the sound problem?
Nah, if you want. And we can send the vampire over. We'll shut a bunny up.
I'll take care of the sound problem. Hold on, we'll just come back to this and you can cut this bit out.
Alrighty.
Hey, Chief. Get out of here.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes.
So evaluating that further, everyone does bad things, sure, but does everyone do the same bad things? No. That's why we differentiate between the people who cheat on their taxes or tell a lie to a friend from those people who murder five people.
Yeah, like the people who murder people are less bad because that's everybody.
That's everybody.
Whereas a tax cheat, you really want to come down on them.
If you really want to feel bad about the future, you know, as in our children who are the future.
I believe the children are our
future. Terrell Pryor's major at The Ohio State University.
Political philosophy?
Criminal law.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful. Everyone does bad things. Well, everyone murders.
Everyone steals from you. Everyone steals from me.
Whatever. Everyone kills people. Whatever.
Everybody hurts.
Everybody hurts sometimes. So, yeah, that's the spooky Terrell Pryor news for me.
Yeah, that, I consider that unsettling and creepy.
Yeah, sports are weird because they're full of people who are...
Who believe that everyone murders.
And say weird things. Oh, boy. For that matter, why is it pronounced Favre? It's clearly Favre.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
Kanye is Kanye. And it's Favre. But we say Favre.
I blame Mississippi.
Okay. Welcome back to I'm Trying to Think, episode 13. I'm going to throw it over to the vampire. You don't want to hear the vampire.
No one wants to throw it over to the vampire.
Mic, so.
Yeah.
No.
He is on timeout.
Cannot throw it to the vampire. Well, I'm Chuck Werner, and with me, as always, is Dave Stern. That's a pretty good show for this week. We do as much show as there is to do, and I feel like we've covered most of the topics that should be thought about this week.
Yeah. My apartment is under creepy surveillance by the gas company.
I think the gas company is under creepy surveillance by the gas company. That's what I think is going on, but that's what I mean. Maybe it's like the Coke Diet Coke or Coke Zero thing, you know?
Or it's like, this is the Gas Zero company?
Yeah, and they're... Punk kids have been messing with the gas company.
If I could get all the great taste of Dominion gas with no calories, I am on board.
Maybe the kids were messing with the gas. Maybe they were huffing.
Mm-hmm.
On their huffies.
Right.
And seriously, if you want kids to not huff, maybe you shouldn't have them
riding
bikes
huffies
that are huffies, yeah.
It does set a bad example.
Yeah,
for
I
the
mean
kids.
It's just encouraging it. It's like, hey, huff some fumes.
Yeah.
It's what bikes
it's like
do.
Like pedal over to the airplane warehouse and find that glue.
Right. Dave, I'd like to point something out. How many entries in the Chunky Mary contest do we have?
So far, are you including the ones that would kill us?
Yeah, let's include the ones.
Okay, then 12.
12?
Yes.
Really? Or zero?
Well, zero is once you filter out the ones that will kill us. And also, I think some of the mail that mostly said the one agra might have been spam rather than a Chunky Mary recipe.
The one agra is pretty good, though.
I thought the one agra was part of the recipe. It might, now that I'm thinking about it a little more, those might be spam messages.
So zero.
Yes, zero.
All right, so don't forget to enter the Chunky Mary contest, which will go on as long as it takes. So if you want to stop hearing about the Chunky Mary contest or...
The Chunk Test.
If you want to stop hearing about that, then you should send us one at contact@imtryingtothink.com. It could become the official drink of I'm Trying to Think.
I'd say it fits in with our theme right now because it's probably going to be a pretty creepy drink.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest. So, yeah, episode 13, under the, it's in the can, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I really love Purell. You love Purell?
No.
I'm not, like, addicted to it. There are people who are addicted to it. Have you seen these people?
Yeah, the obsessive, the dainty.
There's a coworker of mine who has Purell on her desk, which is fine. Uh-huh. It's a sensible place.
I'm not sure if it's fine, honestly. I'm just saying, when the super bacteria come, I know whose fault it is.
Okay. I'm going to address that point that you just made in a second. But first, the Purell I have in my hand, which is the little handy bottle, is 2 fluid ounces.
Mm-hmm.
My coworker has
a... like a jug?
Yeah, like 64.
That's like more than you're going to need. 64
fluid ounces. And it pump on her desk. As if to suggest that everyone coming into her office is filthy. And disease-ridden.
In fairness,
where I work, they have cases of bird flu, so...
Yeah.
That happens.
She's a paranoid lady.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to speak ill of anyone, but that's a lot of Purell is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Someone suggested to me once, why don't people use Purell as a lubricant?
Because the ingredients.
Yeah, well, because how it burns is not the thing you want to hear. You know what I mean?
Mostly.
In an intimate situation.
In general.
Yeah. So don't use Purell as a lubricant. I also don't know that it kills off anything, so, of that power strength. Now, let me address the super germ fear thing.
Okay.
All right. Ridiculous concept, I think, defies an understanding of how, natural selection works.
Mm-hmm.
Because the germs that are immune to the Purell are going to be immune to the Purell, no matter what.
No matter how whether the Purell exists
or not. So it's better to kill the ones that aren't immune to the Purell and let the ones that are immune thrive until we get something to kill them. It's a silly concept to be like, oh, they're going to make a super germ. The super germ's already out there. We can't make it unless we genetically manipulate things, which we're not doing.
Well, actually, is Purell antibacterial? Because I think you're slightly misstating the argument. Because I think what the legitimate argument is that... basically, overuse of kind of weak antibiotics basically acts essentially as, vaccines. You know, the same way that vaccines are, a weak form of disease to build up resistance to it.
Mm-hmm.
That basically overusing, like a weak-ass, Purell antibiotic helps build up antibiotic-resistant, bacteria.
You mean in your body or as in general?
In general.
Well, that's what I mean.
And then, bam, 30-foot streptococcus saying hello, running down the street.
But unless we genetically... blah! Blah! Blah!
And it's scary.
Unless we genetically engineer the streptococcus in a lab, the streptococcus will occur as a result of natural mutation. Correct?
Yes.
So it will exist whether we do it or not.
But the idea is, if you don't constantly introduce these antibiotics, then it wouldn't, have that low dosage, which it would need to become resistant to it, is the idea.
Oh, so you think that the...
It's like vaccinating them, basically.
You're saying you're vaccinating the germs and bacteria.
Yes, with low dosages of antibiotics.
I don't really know if it works that way.
I don't either, but I think that's the idea behind it.
We are so not molecular biologists.
No, we are utterly uninformed on this issue.
Wow, that's awesome.
But
because
this is America, that doesn't mean we can't pontificate about it.
That's right, let's talk about it angrily.
30-foot streptococcus, yes or no?
Ridiculous, no.
Plausible, yes.
Wrong. Blah.
And so this has been point counterpoint of 30-foot bacteria vampire.
Yeah, we should do a point counterpoint
30-foot bacteria too. Vampire.
Yeah,
I think we got a segment.
30-foot bacteria vampire.
Every week, point counterpoint 30-foot bacteria vampire.
All right, if you do your part, I'll do mine.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Issues of the day. I feel like this is going to shed light on a lot of the issues.
The only argument I could fathom there is that. Since you're killing off a lot of bacteria, you're giving breeding room to the stronger bacteria. But
right.
We're going to do that anyways by the natural course of us trying to immunize and kill all bacteria in the world, except the ones we want.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's kind of funny because the ones we want can also kill us. Whoops! Blah! That's the vampire bacteria. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, this has been episode 13. I hope everyone out there is sufficiently spooked out, scared of Purell, scared of not using Purell. I mean, you know.
Scared of
Tyrell Pryor and a world where everyone kills everybody, whatever. Scared of Kanye West videos and how they relate to Beyonce and Taylor Swift videos. Seriously, that Taylor Swift video is boring.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
I think we'd like it more if we were 13-year-old girls, to be fair.
Yeah. I would like to think.
Chuck, she's unpopular, just like us, because she's wearing glasses. And all she wants to do is get the pretty boy to like her. Don't you get it?
I would think that.
She's not a cheer captain, Chuck.
If I were 13.
She's not a cheer captain.
If I were a 13-year-old girl. I would
you'd be
maintain
reading,
my
you'd
opinions.
Be reading Emily Dickinson and Rimbaud, I'm sure. You'd be a great third. Yeah.
Emily, right. I'm not going to read Emily Dickinson regardless. No, I'm saying if I'm a 13-year-old girl, I'm still reading the crap I read. Which, let's be fair, is mostly, you know, World of Warcraft Insider and forums. Marine books.
That'll get you on the cheer team.
Yeah. I don't want to be on the cheer team.
Yeah, you do.
We're setting up an experiment. We're turning into 13-year-old girls.
Oh, I don't see that ending in a way where we're
not
in jail.
If I can't. Hey. Everybody murders people. Everybody kills people. Everybody turns into 13-year-old girls. Whatever. Whatever. But
I think for legal reasons, it may be best to just cut that off now.
But I'd like to think that as a 13-year-old girl, I would maintain my, you know, my persona, myself as myself, as it relates to the, you know, experiential.
I don't know. This is where you start running into the 13-year-old girl of Theseus problem.
You just brought that in. That's not even valid.
No, how much of yourself has to be replaced with a 13-year-old girl before you're not yourself?
Okay, you've just transformed that into a meaningful statement. Because taking away parts of a 13-year-old girl and replacing them with other parts, that's just creepy.
Hey, everyone.
Of course, that's a Frankenstein monster. And if we start talking about Frankenstein monster, the vampire's going to want
pissed.
More. Yeah,
hey,
he's going to want more money.
Everyone takes parts of a 13-year-old girl and replaces them with parts of a 13-year-old girl.
Whatever. That's not illegal. All right, well, this has been episode 13 of I'm Trying to Think. Thank you for tuning in. Next week will be episode 14, which isn't spooky.
No.
So we won't.
No vampires.
No vampires.
Hopefully no gas company surveillance, although I wouldn't count on it.
I think there's going
to
be still
I think they're going to be there to stay.
They're there forever. And they might be. Maybe that's the secret project that's going on inside that shed. They're replacing you with a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's spooky, man. Now you have that to sleep with. I mean, not, you know, the information, not the 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, because that's not, no.
That's, no. I don't want the police raiding your house or anything.
Oh.
Oh, again.
And the more we talk, the worse it gets. Let's just stop.
All right. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Good night.